I'm a single mother of two young children. I'm sharing my story because we all have struggles. Invisible wounds are real, and some of the deepest bruises take the longest to surface. I battled anxiety, ADHD, and a compulsive disorder for years. By 30, I was in my third abusive relationship. Each partner looked different, came from different backgrounds, and the abuse took different forms, but it was still abuse. I keep asking myself, why do I keep choosing this? What's wrong with me? The truth is, the cycle started long before dating. I excelled academically and professionally, but I never addressed the underlying patterns until everything collapsed. My breaking point came when I sat on the top bunk of a cell in Pine Grove Penitentiary, wondering if I would ever see my children again. How could I lose everything I worked so hard for? How could someone who prided herself on helping others end up here? A guard noticed fingerprint bruising on my arm and quietly asked if someone had done that to me. Tears welled up, but I said nothing. Thankfully, that guard told me about Family Service Saskatoon during intake. When I got out, I started therapy with Kelly. After only a few sessions, she encouraged me to enroll in the Intimate Partner Violence Program. Kelly helped me realize I wasn't crazy, I wasn't alone, and what I experienced wasn't okay. I learned that my brain had been wired to miss red flags, even to feel comfortable around people who shared the traits of my abusers. I had confused love with sacrifice, believing it had to be earned. That's not love. That's victimization. It took losing my career, facing incarceration, and nearly losing my professional license to finally understand that if I didn't break the cycle, my children would inherit it. Today, the charges are dropped. Over the past 10 months, I poured myself into therapy and even started a company. I'm writing a book called Chosen about my experiences. With Family Service Saskatoon's support, I've managed tenancy issues, navigated family court, and made a commitment to end the cycle with me. My life isn't perfect. Some days are still really hard, but I'm hopeful. If you're listening and struggling, please know you are not alone. Help is out there. Taking the first step truly can change everything. Yeah, what I found really helpful about it is when you're in a domestic violence situation, your brain is just so overwhelmed. You're in survival mode. And quite often there's also financial constraints. So Family Service Saskatoon helped me because they're super accessible. The people there are really understanding. They help you in all facets. Like, they've helped me with tenancy issues, family court, legal, like the list goes on and on. Like, they can even help with setting you up in certain programs for housing, etc. So really, there's no, the sky's the limit when it comes to them. It's just, I think, building that awareness so that you can access those tools, which is the hugest thing.